Okay, greetings from Murcia, Spain. We got in the hotel here, and we'll be getting ready to go to the night service here. Of course, if you've been following my Instagram post, then you know what happened Monday night in Tenerife, which was just phenomenal, and then Tuesday in Faro, Portugal. Amazing. People hungry, thirsty for God. Standing room only in both places. Monday night was over 600 at the altar. Last night, over 400. The fire of God fell. Many, many, many people touched. Of course, I did the update on the Periscope. Anyway, I wanted to come on here and just talk to you just a little bit about why I post the numbers. And I posted the numbers because I felt I wanted to send a message to the younger generation of ministers who think, for whatever reason, that everything's about an event and some big conference or some arena somewhere. And so they go from event to event, and some of them are few and far between. When I started in the ministry in 1980, my goal was to preach every single day. So I saw people go to work. They work every day. So I felt I need to go preach every day. And so I just preached. It didn't matter how big the crowd was. I preached like there's 10,000 people there, whether there's 100, 500, 1,000. It doesn't matter. All I look for is the presence of the Lord. So obviously we're on a 300-city tour. We go into churches. Sometimes we end up in arenas because there's too many churches coming together. But that's not our choice. That's just the choice of the local pastors. We pay our own way. We receive a love offering. But we work every day. We work Monday. We work Tuesday. We work. We're not, somebody said, well, you can't come to the city. You can only come on a Sunday. What are you talking about? I'm coming to a city whenever that's my opportunity to come to the city. And the hungry ones are going to come to the meeting. So if you're worried about crowds, you'll do very little in your ministry. If you want to minister, then you minister to the small or the large equally. You're not going to be fazed by the number because, according to some preachers, you're only as good as your biggest crowd. Please. Crowds come and crowds go. Just meet the needs of people. Just meet the needs of people. Preach the gospel. So this is what's very important that you understand. And I want to leave a trail for younger ministers to say, look, if Pastor Rodney and Adonic and the team can be working every day, then I can be working every day and not look for every opportunity. You know, I'd like to speak at this place or be at this conference or whatever. Conferences are fine, but just do the work of the ministry. Don't worry about the crowd. As long as the presence of the Lord is there, that's the number one thing that you look for. So, to me, I think I died and went to heaven. I mean, I'm like living my dream. And so it's got nothing to do with the crowd. It's got to do with the presence of the Lord and ministering the word of God. Because here's the thing. One person's life can be impacted. And that one person shake a whole nation. And that's what you always have to look at. One person touched and transformed. And then they shake the country. And that's why we're on this trip, believing God for 100 people to be ignited, to win souls per city, 300 cities, 30,000. Well, I've got news for you. We're way ahead. We're way ahead of that already. And tonight is city number 65, right here in Murcia, Spain. So be encouraged. Don't, you know, if you're a traveling ministry and you want to go and preach and you contact the church and they say, well, we'd like you to come Sunday and if God moves Wednesday. That's what I was told when I first came to America. I just said, look, I'm going to find the hungry churches. I don't care where they are, and I'm going to run a week of meetings. So obviously we did that for many years. Two meetings a day, 6 days a week, 46 weeks of the year, year in, year out. Revival broke out, of course, April of 1989. The only reason we're able to do what we're doing now with the one nights, and some of these one nights, 2 weeks, 3 weeks notice. I mean, the pastors have said, if you give us a little bit more notice, then we'd have more time to plan. I said, look, we're not looking for the big thing. If the big thing comes, it's fine. And sometimes when you plan so far ahead, the devil even knows what you're doing. So it's better that you just keep it quiet. The very thing that I remember from the early days, we didn't have Instagram, we didn't have Twitter, we didn't have Facebook, we didn't have WhatsApp. I mean, we didn't even have cell phones. I remember the first cell phone that came out. And even then, you had to punch a code in for each state, and then you got the dialing tone. I mean, it was crazy. So the time we're living in now is huge, huge, way ahead. Last night, I believe we had 2,000 people watching online. And so you take that and put that with the, well, I mean, when say 2,000 views, there could be three or four people watching on one deal. So thousands were touched last night, thousands. So I want to encourage you, don't look at the crowds and purpose in your heart. I'm going to get up every day and I'm going to preach. When I started the ministry, I said, I'm going to preach every day. And then I said, I want to preach twice a day. And then the day came when I preached three times a day, which obviously I had to make some changes. Otherwise, I'd kill everybody that was around me. So, and I've learned to pace myself, even though some people think maybe I have it. We're running. We're on a quest, 300 cities, and we're going to do it by the grace of God by the end of 2020. 300 cities of the world, upper room meetings, five God falling, and people mobilized for the harvest of souls. So if you're going to wait for invitations, you'll wait all day. Don't sit waiting for invitations. Just go find a place. Get in the car. Somebody said, how do I go in the ministry? Pack a suitcase, get in your car, and drive out of town. And don't come back until you made it. And if you leave and say, I'm not coming back for 3 months, guess what? God will give you a breakthrough. If you're called to traveling ministry, then get out and go do the work. And another thing, let me just say this. You know, you could sit at home and broadcast online, which, I mean, that's one way of reaching people. But again, too, there's nothing like face-to-face. I see the problem in America with American preachers that they go on television and they don't travel anymore and they don't touch the people. You have to get there. So it's not just somebody's miles away coming through the television. It's important. You have to get there. Your feet must go there. Yes, we can use modern communication, but don't let that be the substitute for you traveling, going there. People can see that you're real, you're alive, and their life will be touched by the power of God. So I thought I'd come on just for a few minutes just to tell you that. We love you, and blessings to everybody. Have a wonderful day. For me, yes, late afternoon in Spain, and getting ready to go to the night service. And the update will be on Instagram a little later tonight, and then also on my Periscope. So, love you. Bless you.